Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
The Sea of Galilee, also known as the Kinneret, because of very, very, very good rains over the past few years, it's seeing its highest levels in 20 years. Joining me on the line is Professor Colin Prince, the Head of Department of Environmental Studies at Tel Aviv University. Good afternoon, Professor. How are you?
Fine. Good afternoon to you from Tel Aviv.
It's lovely to speak to you. Let's talk about this. I mean, it's wonderful that, that the Kinneret is so full. Is it dangerous?
No, I don't think it's dangerous. It's good that we're having some good news for a change coming out of Israel. We've had a really good winter, and the last two winters have been nice and rainy. And we've also reduced dramatically the pumping of water out of the Kinneret for our drinking water, because we now have desalination plants, which are providing a lot of our drinking water. And so for the first time in, as you said, about 20 years, it's about to spill and about to open the floodgates and let it go down the Jordan River.
That's incredible. That's really incredible. I mean, when you consider that water is not a natural resource of Israel. Israel has a lot of things, but it doesn't have water as a natural resource. It's quite incredible how innovative Israel has become of what it, you know, and how it does. So there's obviously no danger around this. I mean, what are the benefits of it?
I mean, there's some people claim that we may have more, because of the high rainfall, we have a lot of pollutants and fertilizers which are being washed down the northern part of the Jordan River into the Kinneret. And so it actually affects the quality of the water a bit. When you have more rain, you actually have more pollutants being washed in.
Sure.
But I think that's a minor problem. You can always filter that out and clean the water. It's better to have the water which you can clean than not to have the water at all. But you're right. I mean, Israel is a leader in water technologies because the need to have water, and the population is growing dramatically. It has been over the last decades, and immigration of Russian immigrants and others. Today we're also talking about climate change, which is changing the rainfall patterns. So Israel has basically had developed technologies to recycle water. We recycle nearly 90% of all our sewage and use it for agricultural irrigation. The next country after Israel, I think, is Spain. About 26% of their sewage is recycled. So we're way ahead of other countries when it comes to reusing our water, recycling it. You obviously know the drip irrigation, and now with the technologies for desalination to give us drinking water from the sea.
Absolutely incredible. Is the desalination expensive? Is it costly?
Well, it's not more expensive than bottled water. So if you're going to buy bottled water, it's cheaper than that. But it does use a lot of energy, which is a problem at the moment. When we're talking about the sustainable practices and climate change, we would want to in the future use clean energy, like solar energy, to run these plants. At the moment, that's not the case. But compared again to buying water in the store, it's cheaper than that.
Amazing. I mean, just seeing that, I've got a photo in front of me of the Kinneret full. The last time I was there, I went with one of my kids, and we went up to, where did we go? What is that town called? I can't think now.
Tiberias.
And, you know, along the one side, there are all these restaurants, and there's all these rocks, and there were the cats, lots of cats, and you kind of like throw your fish bones to the cats. But all of those rocks were not meant to be bare. I'm sure that the water was meant to be covering those rocks.
Right. Well, there's also quite a big fluctuations of rainfall from year to year.
Yeah.
So some years we have a drought period, so that goes down, and now in the last 2 years it's going up again. Who knows what will bring in the next few years? But over the years, the use of the water from the Kinneret has actually caused a lot of problems for the Dead Sea, because historically that water which we took out for drinking was flowing down the Jordan River to the Dead Sea, and the Dead Sea is actually going down about 1 meter every year, the level of the Dead Sea, because there's no water going in. It's only being evaporated out.
Right.
So we've got benefits in the one place, but it's negative signs in the Dead Sea. And the Jordan River itself is basically just a trickle, and it's basically got a lot of pollution there. So hopefully this year, if we do open the sluice gates, some of that water will be able to flush the Jordan River and clean out some of the pollutants there too.
It'll be incredible.
Maybe help the Dead Sea.
When last did Israel open the sluice gates?
I think it was 20 years ago. I think 1990, maybe. Yeah.
Amazing.
30 years ago. Yeah. 91, I think it was.
Amazing. I mean, just thinking of, you know, so many Christians go to the Jordan to get baptized there. So, you know, you can't do it in a little pool of water. Or you suppose they are doing it in a small pool of water. But what a difference yeah. it'll make. Absolutely wonderful. Thank you so much for your time. And I'm quite envious that you're there.
Well, come and visit again.
Come in, I will as soon as I've had my jab. One in each arm. Thank you so much. My best. Take care.
Your jab soon.
Take care. Bye-bye.